Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoos cry, I long for Kyoto. Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoos cry, I long for Kyoto. That's a haiku written by a poet by the name of Basho in, I think, the 16th century. Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoos cry, I long for Kyoto.
Even in Kyoto.
A friend of mine told me a story about 15 years ago, and it stuck with me. Back when he was in college, he had a friend, a woman, and she was obsessed with Mick Jagger. They were very close, and after she'd gone out and spent the night with someone, she'd come back and talk to him about it. And for their mutual titillation, she would tell him about the sex. And she always told him the same thing. She would say that while she was having sex, she had to imagine Mick Jagger. She had a picture of Mick Jagger. She had to pretend she was having sex with Mick Jagger.
Hearing the cuckoos cry.
Well, that was the year that the Stones did their big kind of comeback tour long ago. And when the Stones came to town, she went to the two shows. She was an attractive woman, a very attractive woman, and really wanted to meet Mick Jagger. And that's not that hard for a very attractive woman. She got herself backstage. She got herself to the green room. And she got herself the attention of Mick Jagger. They went back to Mick's hotel room.
They made love
all night. The next day, she came back to my friend and he asked her how it was. And she said, well, while I was in bed with Mick Jagger, I had to keep pretending I was in bed with Mick Jagger.
I long for Kyoto.
Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoos cry, I long for Kyoto.
Hearing the cuckoos cry.
Even in Kyoto, hearing the cuckoos cry, I long for Kyoto.
Even in Kyoto,
even in bed with Mick Jagger,
hearing the cuckoos cry,
hearing the cuckoos cry,
I long for Kyoto.
For Kyoto.